our genes. So the ladies in the room, the second most genes on your second X chromosome are imprinted. And for all of us, we have various embryological genes that we no longer require, or various exogenous parasitic genes that have been incorporated into our genome. And to silence these, because they're no longer useful to us or they're infective parasitic genes, we have dense methylation of the promoter regions. So when you get loss of this in cancer, you potentially have activation of oncogenes. And it's been known for a while that IGF-2, one of the most recognized imprinted locuses, becomes increased expressed in colorectal cancer. And that's probably because you get bi-allelic expression. In other words, the second copy that's previously been imprinted becomes open to expression, and therefore you get an increase in the transcripts of messenger RNA. To quantify this, several studies have been done, and in one gastric cell line, 1,400 genes had reduced expression when you reversed the cancerous methylation. So in other words, these were genes that had gone up with cancer, and of those, over 10% were recognized as clinical oncogenes. So in other words, there were quite a few oncogenes in these cancer cell lines that were being expressed due to loss of imprinting. The other probably very important consequence of hypomethylation is chromosomal instability. There's no real proof that this exists at the moment. It's mostly to do with circumstantial evidence. But we know that DNA without methylation is variably unstable and often breaks and fractures. And we know that in many tumours, the regions of these crossovers or fractures often corresponds to great long areas of unmethylated DNA. And we suspect, therefore, that the loss of methylation of these single cytosine guanine dinucleotides leads to chromosomal instability, and therefore all the consequences of that. What's better understood is the consequences of DNA hypermethylation. So once again, in the normal state, you have active unmethylation of the cytosine guanine dinucleotides, whereas in cancer, you get reversal of this. And this is clearly a mechanism of tumour suppressor genes.